pretty good singing, huh? You know, when you, in this particular portion of the book of Revelation that we're in, we're talking about some horrible stuff. And it's warnings to people that we're still in the church age as I speak. But the Lord is coming. But right now, we're under God's grace and God's love. And a song like that, if that isn't love, you know, God is giving, and I'm saying this as much for the internet world as I am for this whole congregation, but God's love and His grace, sooner or later, is coming to a close. Why in the world we can't wake people up? I don't know. Satan is at an all-time working on your family, my family, and everyone else. And it's obvious, and other pastors that I've talked to, you've always got your faithful ones that's going to stand until the end, and what a crown they're going to receive. But there are people who are disillusioned somehow or another with this thing that they don't have to go to church anymore, as long as they act a certain way, do a certain thing, then they're going to be okay in the eyes of God. And that is absolutely Satan's biggest lie that he uses. Amen. It's not all right with God. If you don't know His Son, Jesus Christ, if you don't live for Him, you're in danger. And you need to know that. The world needs to know it. Preachers need to preach it. I got a note from a lady in North Dakota on Facebook. And she said that she found me somehow or another, and I don't forget now the process, but she went through different things, looking up preachers preaching on the book of Revelation or something, because she said nobody in North Dakota is preaching on Revelation. She just don't have it up her. And somehow or another, she came across and heard me. And obviously on our webpage, if you ever go there, my sermons are on there for, what, 6 months? Almost a year, probably.
Closer to 2 years.
Closer to 2 years. And she said she's gone back from the very beginning when I started last fall in the book of Revelation. And in 1 week, she listened to every one of those sermons in 1 week. And she sent me a Facebook message and just simply said, you know, thank you for preaching the truth. God is coming. There's not a great many of us out here that are doing it today. But listen to me. When we get into this, I want to preach you and teach you the truth. But no matter the subject matter that we're in, always remember this. If you are a child of God, you're never going to have to see anything that happens from chapter 6 on through about chapter 19 of the book of Revelation. You're not even going to be here. Never forget that, because this is horrible stuff. And understand, the reason that it's horrible is as much as God loves you, God's going to punish you. What side are you on? You on God's grace, God's love through His Son Jesus, or are you denying Him? No church is going to save you. No preacher is going to save you. No Sunday school class is going to save you. The Bible itself can't save you. The only thing that can save you is your heart belief in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Period. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right. We're in chapter 7. Now, there's probably been more things written and taught about chapter 7. The 144,000 people mentioned in the book of Revelation. And believe me, everybody under the sun has got an opinion about the 144,000. When we get there, now I'm going to jump over a few scriptures after the 144,000 is mentioned, because it just simply says 12,000 from this tribe, this tribe, this tribe, this tribe of Judah. And I'm not going to read all of that to you. That's just sort of redundant. But it all adds up to 144,000. Now, at the end of this chapter, it talks about another group that we're going to talk about as well. You ready to take the journey? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, here we go, Brother Larry. Revelation chapter 7, beginning with verse 1. After these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth. And the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Brother Larry, go ahead, please. Say, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children. Of who?
Israel.
Of who?
Israel.
Now you get to it. Father, we thank you. And we praise you for this opportunity to come and to worship you. Father, may we truly understand your word today. There is so much teaching, false teaching, upon this, Father, that I want our people, especially this congregation of those who follow me on the internet, Father, that they truly understand the true teaching of this wonderful group of people. Father, may it come alive on the page. And may we truly understand. May we truly understand that even in the midst of hurt, suffering, and chaos, God is in control. God is in control. In Jesus, most precious and holy name, we pray. And everyone said?
Amen.
All right. Quick review. You remember in chapter 6, we started with the seal number 1 and went through seal number 6. At the end of seal number 6, we were talking about great earthquakes that were going to happen. You remember that? Raise your hand and say amen. You remember that. That's right. Okay. Now, this world, this planet, is going to suffer a lot of things. But in the midst of this, and here's what I want you to see before I start talking about this 144,000. I want you to understand something. Again, I told you, the tribulation is going to last how long? 7 years. Half of 7 years is 3.5 years. The first half of that 3.5 years, the Antichrist himself, it's not going to look too bad, especially the first few months after the rapture of the church has happened. And all of us who know Christ have been changed, and we're gone, and we're in heaven, and glory, hallelujah to that. But then that first few months, the Antichrist is going to begin to take power, because he's going to come across, like I said, the Superman, the hero. You remember me telling you this. And he's going to start off being sort of the hero. Power is going to come to him very fast. And he's going to come along and try to help people and to sort of have like the spirit of Christ at first. Then as he gets more and more power, more and more control, as he takes that power and as he takes that control, then he's going to begin to change. And probably within the first couple of years, that change is going to start to become evident. That he's going to start saying, now if you want my help, here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to worship me. You're going to have to bow down to me. You're going to have to take the mark of the beast. We haven't got to that yet, but this is some of the things he's going to say to the people of the world at that time. And once he starts to demand worship, every eye on me, listen to me closely. Once he starts to demand worship, people are going to come to realize this guy is bad news. And believe it or not, even though this man's going to have all this power on earth for this short period of time, there are going to be people who are not going to follow him. They're going to run, they're going to hide, they're probably going to die. They're probably going to get killed for what they believe. In the midst of this group, keep in mind one thing. The Jewish people, they've always believed in Jesus. They've never not denied Jesus. They just didn't believe that he was the Son of God. They thought he was a good man, a good prophet. You won't ever find a Jew that will deny that Jesus was ever on this planet. He just died a good man. Wasn't the Son of God. Now all of a sudden, the Jewish people, after the rapture of the church, they're going to realize they were what? Wrong. You with me? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, here's where this teaching's coming in. This 144,000, I want you to look at verse 4, because here's the key to this. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And they were sealed 144,000, all of the tribes of the children of what? Now, this doesn't take a rocket science to understand. These people represent what nation? Jews. Jewish people. You with me? I say it. Because believe me, some people don't think these are Jewish people. And how they can come up with this, I don't know. This is not my fault. This is straight out of the Word of God. Children of Israel, Israel is Jews. They're going to come out of the people of the Jewish nation. 144,000 of them are going to come from the Jewish nation all over the world. Now, you see this word sealed? What it really means is they're going to be protected. You remember verse 1 and verse 2 said the four angels come together and they sort of calm the weather for a moment. Because, you know, it's going to be pretty wild down here. All of a sudden, the angels, the four angels that's creating all of this terror down here on the planet weather-wise, they're going to be told calm for a season. The oceans are going to calm. The winds are going to calm. Because weather's going to play a factor during this 7 years. God's going to use weather to do a lot of damage. He's just going to stop it still for a moment. And the reason he's going to stop it still is because he wants to make sure that these 144,000 coming out of the Jewish nation are going to be protected. He's going to put a seal on them. Now, we haven't got to the mark of the beast yet, but this is going to be God's mark upon these people. Now, let me tell you this right now. Satan will not be able to touch these people. You get that? The seal will be marked, and they're going to be protected because they've got a role to play. Because they're going to reach out to other Jewish people. They're going to be the evangelist. Listen to me. They're going to be the evangelist of the world of that time. And it's strictly going to come out of the Jewish nation. No other denomination. They're going to come. And these people are going to be very powerful. And they're going to scatter from the four worlds of the world to tell people the Antichrist is an Antichrist.
Amen.
He's not the hero. He's not the person you think. He represents Satan. And we're here to tell you, we were wrong. Jesus was the Son of God, is the Son of God. And that's why we got millions of people that have left this planet. It's because they did believe. You have a choice now. Do not take the mark of the beast. Do not worship him. Even if it takes your life, and it probably will take your life, you truly believe in what Jesus is all about. Do you understand that? That's what this is all about. Mom, are you okay? To those who are watching by internet, we had a person in our congregation who made me sick and had to leave our congregation, and it's actually my mother, so I need to check on her. So we're going to go ahead and end our filming now and go right into an invitation. But believe me, I say all this with this love. Jesus is on the throne. Jesus is in control. Jesus is watching over every one of us, but you need him today. But believe me, I understand this 144,000 people. They're going to come, they're going to stand forward, and they're going to be counted. And they're going to be the evangelist of the world that day. The problem is, when you come to know Jesus under these terms, it's going to cost you your life. Today, it just costs you your faith. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you understand Jesus? Have you accepted him? Have you truly done that? Because no church can save you. Nothing can save you outside of simply your belief in Jesus. That he was born, that he lived, that he died, and that he's come again. That's the belief in Jesus. Would you stand with me, please? So every head is bowed, and every man is born. Larry, as we begin to play. Father, we thank you and we praise you for this moment. Father, be with us here at this time. Watch over us and lead and direct us. May your spirit be with us. In Jesus' name. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, would you come in the name of Jesus?